It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the second full week of trading for the month of May, and we brought in an overall mixed performance as far as the grains were concerned. Most of the contracts were a little bit lower, but we did have a few that did break into the positive territory. When we turn from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
Spring planting is here and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag as an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the second week of May brought in a mixed performance as far as the grains were concerned. Started off with the markets trading, mixed. Wheat seen a little bit of pressure from a negative USDA report, while corn and soybeans pushed higher because of positive report. Of course, stocks decreasing more than anticipated for both old crop and new crop. Corn and soybeans help support those two markets, while the demand lightened for wheat, which increased stocks more than anticipated. That put pressure on wheat to start, but put good strength into the corn and soybean market. We did see some follow-through, kind of report hangover trading on Tuesday, but then concerns about the biofuels industry and weather kind of came in to bring a little bit of pressure into the corn and soybeans, driving those markets lower for the week. Overall, we are looking at good conditions as far as the crop is concerned. Some of it in some areas sitting in some of the best that we've seen here so far in the last few years, especially when you look at it for wheat. Wheat continues to be in some of the best shape that we've seen in a long time by looking at the crop progress, crop condition ratings reports, and also the wheat quality tour finding a little bit better wheat than anticipated. All that continues to put a little pressure on wheat, while corn and beans saw pressure late in the week because of concerns about just where our biofuels industry is going to fall because of the EPA requirements or their recommendations. Overall, what we did see for the week, though, was Minneapolis wheat dropped 19 to 20 cents, while we did see Chicago wheat finish up 2 to 3 cents. Kansas City was down 1 to 2. As far as the corn market was concerned, we dropped 6 to 7 cents. Soybeans finishing 1 to 1.5 cents lower. New crop soybeans, though, up 5 cents. Looking at the other markets, canola slipped a little bit, seeing about anywhere from $3 gains in the new crop contract to $9 losses in the July. Cattle had struggled this week. We did see some major selling, some bad technical performances as well, as we saw key reversals both on the daily and weekly charts. Cattle did finish lower, but did stage a little recovery towards the end of the week. Live cattle lost anywhere from $2.50 to $3, while feeder cattle were down anywhere from $1.50 to $2 to $3. Lean hogs did see a little bit better performance as they were up $3 to $4. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $1.30. Gold was down $150. We did see 800-point gain in the dollar and 1,400-point gain in the Dow.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.